Item seven on the agenda, as it's typed in there.
Point of order, Nancy.
What's your point of order, Nancy?
Not less than 30 minutes. There's still 10 minutes left.
No, we just went 30 minutes. We went from 7:30 to 8 p.m. Sorry. Thank you.
I don't think so.
Nancy.
Sister Mama Sonia, you're including.
You're out of order, Nancy. Please. Richard, if you would go down the list, give each member 2 minutes.
Yeah. If we were out of time, why did you ask for more speakers?
Just to see if there was one more. There's a minute or so. But that's it.
Alan.
Okay, I'm ready. Are you ready?
If you're not speaking, please try to mute so we can be heard clearly. Thank you.
Are you ready?
Question. Request for information. What are we voting on?
We're not voting, Nancy. Each member is making a statement as to the motion of accepting the resignation. You'll get a chance to speak as well. 2 minutes per member. You don't have to speak. You can pass if you want. Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you very much for having me. On the morning of March 18, 2016, KPFT LSB member Maria Elena Castellanos resigned from the LSB by text and by email. She said, "I must withdraw from my listener-sponsored delegate position on KPFT's LSB effective immediately because of ongoing health crisis and frequent hospitalization of a disabled close relative. I'm grateful for the opportunity to have completed a 3-year term," etc. The next candidate was ready. An email was sent to the board saying the next candidate is ready. The chair, Dwayne Lark, responded, "Bill, there is a process that is used before you can seat someone on the board. As chair, I will do the proper due diligence and report it to the LSB. I think you overstepped your authority. I'm sure you meant well, but we have a process." 3 weeks later, on April 8, 2016, Maria Elena Castellanos rescinded her withdrawal from the LSB. She said, "I hereby rescind my withdrawal in March of 2016 from the KPFT LSB. So I think there is precedent, and I've always been under the impression that according to Robert's Rules of Order, you had to accept a letter of resignation. I did not know Ms. Thibodeau before this election. I did not recruit her, but as with many candidates, I reached out to her during the campaign and introduced myself, and I appreciated getting to know her, and I looked forward to working with her. The day before our last LSB, I encouraged her to join the development call, and she took an assignment. So I was very confused at her letter of resignation the next day. My understanding of the vote to accept the seating of Sister Mama Sonia was that it was provisional upon speaking with Ms. Thibodeau about her letter of resignation and accepting it. So I will not accept Chrysandra Thibodeau's letter of resignation, especially since I've received a letter clarifying that situation. Thank you.
Next, Richard.
Oh, I'm sorry. David Britton.
Pass.
Adriana Casaneva.
Let me put it this way. I think that I don't understand why it's so difficult that these members don't read the bylaws. In the case that you and Teresa, you were exactly in the opposite position then. And if I don't recall wrong, even George Ryder left the meeting infuriated because he didn't agree in 2016. He said that the resignation is a resignation as if not way to recant. What the big difference here, and I express it, I'm sorry that my language is not that clear for you to neither, Teresa. I'm sorry. I'm trying to do my best. I refer to the bylaws. In that case that you are talking about, nobody was sitting in the place of that member. And I said before, I will agree, if we didn't sit somebody, we can consider. I say so.
The only problem that the bylaw said that one that you seat somebody, the only way to remove that member is using the process that the bylaw gave you. It's not a revoke. And I don't know if you understand that if somebody had a yellow flag, if somebody didn't, that is one of the problems. The motion from Richard Yusil was very clear and was voted 14 to 2. 14 yes to no. The only condition, the only provision was that the chair will confirm that was an authentic, a genuine email. That was the only condition and was met. I personally don't know neither of them. And more than that, I like really Cassandra a lot. But that doesn't mean that because I like her, I need to say in this case, well, you know what? I will go away. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. I like her. We want to keep her. That is not right. We have bylaws and we must follow our bylaws. Please. It's the only thing that I'm saying. And nobody can tell her that she doesn't have, that she have a pass and she only will work something. Our bylaw tell us that the obligation of us as members, are defined in the bylaw. We cannot select to work in one thing because we are making the entire LSV to keep the burden of the people that doesn't come and work in other committees. We know we have people sitting now that they have more than three excused absences and still in the board because you are protecting those people.
The next person is Robert Gardner.
Thank you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, 2 minutes, please, Robert.
Do you hear me? Because my
we can hear you. Yes, 2 minutes, all right. Please.
Got it. It'll be short and sweet. I concur with the bylaws, and unfortunately, I think that even if it was done in an emotional moment or a naive moment, as per the bylaws, the rules state, and we should adhere to them, and he should be replaced by Sister Mama Sonia. Thank you.
Thank you.
Patrick Poit.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, Patrick. 2 minutes, please.
You know, I bet somewhere in the bylaws it also says that we should actually try to help KPFC succeed and not be so nasty to each other. I'm not saying I haven't been guilty of that, too. I hope the new people are going to be a breath of fresh air here. I do want to say about Cassandra Thibodeau as a board op, I've seen really good radio on both Open Journal and Living Art, and she's also helped KPFC fundraise along with her nonprofit, which is really cool. I would think she's somebody that we would want to have on this board. I do want to mention in passing, in response to what she said about her ancestry, I know this won't cut any mustard for most of y'all, but one of my great-great grandfathers was the Comanche leader, Quanah Parker. And I know that won't matter to a lot of you guys that have been repeatedly nasty to me about my race, even defaming me on the air. Thanks a lot for that. And as I said, I just wish that we could actually start getting along and taking care of the station. I wish Pacifica could actually be a peaceful place where we support each other. And I think actually powerful people love that we're ineffective. And y'all decided for some reason that I do not understand that we're the enemy. And even if you have disagreements about things, the degree of personal attack and nastiness that goes on here is ridiculous. And I've been part of it. I've got pulled into it. I've been part of it too. A lot of us have hurt feelings about what's happened to KPFT.
30 seconds.
I think we need to stop it. It needs to come to an end. That's my comment.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wally
Patrick.
James.
Well said.
Wally James.
Pass.
Marianne Martinez.
Thank you. One of the things that I've never liked about the bylaws is that people use the bylaws to manipulate meetings and a lot of other things that go on. And that's just not right. The main reason why we elect people onto the board is because they got the most votes They have the listener support. And by disregarding the listeners in this way and many other ways, that's part of the reason why we're failing. Don't you get it? We've got to respect our listeners. And we've got to, if the majority of the people voted for whichever lady was the winner here, then that person should be seated. Now, that situation that occurred on that night, it was like stealth. I mean, I didn't even know what was going on until after the meeting was over. And then I heard, well, she had resigned. How did she resign? There should be a process, a formal process where people formally resign. And it shouldn't be done in such a disrespectful way to our listeners. And that's it. That's all I got to say.
Thank you.
Sean Kelly McPherson.
I will say something.
2 minutes.
I don't know Ms. Thibodeau. I don't know Ms. Sonia. And so far as I know, I don't have a dog in this fight. But I've heard any number of people, and I've heard recordings and stuff, asserting that somehow we cert that the board, that the LSB seated Ms. Sonia. And that didn't happen. I was there. It didn't happen. We heard of Ms. Thibodeau's resignation, and we determined whether to confirm it. Any vote, and I don't recall that there was a motion, but any vote
1 minute.
To accept Ms. Sonia was purely provisional, predicated on determining whether or not the board, the LSB, would accept Ms. Thibodeau's resignation. The purpose of this meeting is merely to vote whether to accept Ms. Thibodeau's resignation. If we do, then hello, Ms. Sonia. If we don't,
30 seconds.
And I will vote not to accept Ms. Thibodeau's resignation. I yield my time.
Thank you, Matt.
Nancy Tabar-Nartum.
2 minutes, please, Nancy.
Yes. Thank you. We did indeed vote, and we did indeed seat Sister Mama Sonia after the vote of Richard's motion to seat her. And she did say thank you. And then I asked the chair, it's traditional to let a new member of the board to make an introduction. And Sandy said, we will do that later because of time constraints. Well, I'd like to read her, Cassandra's letter of resignation. Because of time constraints, I must resign. I enjoyed it and know Sandy is doing great job. You all are. Please take me off future emails. Thanks. And then after the meeting, she wrote another email. I am sorry, but I retract any notion of resignation and want to work for the betterment of KPFT as a LSB board member. That's why I ran. However, I would prefer to only focus on fundraising. Thank you.
1 minute.
So she clearly meant, confirmed that she did write a letter of resignation. And so Sister Mama Sonia was seated with that motion that carried by 14 yes, 2 no, and 2 abstentions. So in order to get Sister Mama Sonia off, we must give her a trial of removal. She deserves her trial.
Thank you. Jane Chatter. I stepped on your name. Sorry, Jane.
I agree with Sean Kelly McPherson, and as I was involved in the motion, and I'm very clear that Adriana was the first person to bring it up, and very rightly so. She said, we're not sure about the status of this email, let's verify it. And then when we created the language of the motion, it included the word provisional, that we would provisionally seat Sister Mama Sonia pending approval, pending discovery of Cassandra Thibodeau's actual intentions. And that was very clear in the motion, And it's very clear in the memory of several of us that that was the intent of the body, was to confirm that Chrisandra did want to resign, and that if she did,
1 minute,
Mr. Mama Sonia would be seated provisionally pending that confirmation. And that's pretty much all I have to say on the subject.
Deb Shafto? Are you asking for a vote? No, no. I'm. Do you want to say something? You have 2 minutes if you want to say something.
No.
Okay. William Stone?
I have no comments. Thank you so much.
Okay. I guess I'm the next person. Let me pick up my phone. Okay, Richard Uzel's comment.
2 minutes.
To me, this is not about Ms. Thibodeau, nor is it about whomever might replace her if she actually chose to step down. However, I sincerely believe that she did not choose to step down. I quite honestly know neither one of the people. The fact that they both, as well as we all, ran and were elected to serve on KPFT in Pacifica is a mark of character for them all and for all of us. No, this is a question of character for this body of volunteers. We all take valuable time from our lives because we see the potential of KPFT to help our families, our community, and our poor battered earth. Our character is our choice. Do we stoop to understand and help our fellow board member, or do we sit in the weeds waiting to pounce on any weak sign of weakness?
1 minute.
Ms. Thibodeau clearly wants to be a member of this body, and Ms. Thibodeau clearly wants to serve this little radio station and our community. I will vote to strengthen our board and our endeavor. I will vote no on this motion.
Thank you, Richard.
Ted Weisbill.
I am looking at tonight's agenda, and it's under Roman numeral 4. Chair moves to vote on the acceptance of member Chrisandra Thibodeau's resignation per page 124 per Webster's New World TM, Robert's Rules of Order, simplified and applied, second edition, which states, if a member finds that she can't continue the work during her term or while serving on a committee, she should submit a resignation to the secretary. The chair then puts the resignation to a vote. A member can't abandon her duties until her resignation is accepted. Robert's Rules of Order says that the bylaws supersede Robert's Rules of Order. Our bylaws say Article 4, Delegates, Section 9, Removal of Delegates. Any delegate shall be removed from the position of delegate and cease to be a delegate.
1 minute.
Occurrence of any of the following: said delegate's resignation, she resigned, shall be removed. It is not a question of a vote. She resigned, and it is an automatic in our bylaws, but we have chosen over the years to ignore our bylaws. I think Chrisandra Thibodeau will be a great committee member, and her service to Pacifica should be welcomed in that capacity. The fact that she did not hear the speeches for the PNB and that she is going to vote on this is another problem that we face. Some people did not attend the meeting, but they did not resign, and they will vote. She should not vote. She should not be on the board. She resigned. Thank you.
Thank you, Ted. You had 6 seconds to spare, too.
Susan Young.
There is precedent for resignation and withdrawing resignation. Teresa Allen brought up one example, which happened when DeWayne Lark was the board chair. I know from personal experience, because when I was on the LSB and the PNB, I resigned over a dispute with the general manager. The then PNB chair, Grace Aaron, called me and said, please reconsider because I think this resignation will add to the difficulties that we have on the board. And mind you, she and I disagreed much of the time. Based on her request, I withdrew my resignation and continued to serve on the LRB and the PNB. Thank you.
Sandy, do you want to say something?
Yeah, I just want to comment. Both PK and Patrick had very valid points during public comment. No circular firing squads. I know that a lot of people have some emotional investment in here. That's obvious, but we're all on the same team and we are struggling as a radio station. So let's learn to be kind to one another. Both members, both parties, in this case, Sonia, Sister Mama Sonia and Cassandra, both offer unique skill sets. And I'm pretty certain that even if this goes the way that we, Cassandra stays on the board tonight, at some point, Sister Mama Sonia will be seated. I just want to read from Roberts again that the board, the will of the body, accepts the resignation. Hence, we're putting this to a vote. I've heard some selected recordings. I've heard selected speech. But at the end of the day, will of the body. Thank you.
That's all the speakers.
Okay. Well, if that's all the comment from the board, thank you. Thanks to everybody from the public. We're going to vote on this motion now. So Richard, please call the roll. Let me repeat the motion. A yes vote is accepting Sandra Thibodeau's resignation. A no vote is not accepting Sandra Thibodeau's resignation. A no vote means that Sandra Thibodeau stays on the board. A yes vote means that Sandra Thibodeau has resigned and Sister Mama Sonia is a seated board member as of that vote. Thank you, Rich. Go ahead.
Teresa Allen.
Allen says no.
No. David Britton.
No.
No. Adriana Castaneve.
We cannot vote. This is not legal.
Are you abstaining or passing?
Oh, I'm saying this is a no. I cannot vote in a motion.
Okay, we're in a vote. It's a
legal.
Yes or a no or an abstain, please. Adriana.
I cannot vote
okay.
in a motion that is
all right,
not
thank
legal.
You, Richard. Keep going.
Okay, not voting. Robert Gartner.
Yes.
Yes.
That's right.
Patrick Hoyt.
No.
No. Wally James.
No.
No. Marianne Martinez.
No.
No. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Matt.
Thank you. Can you
hear me? I'm sorry. I said Matt votes no.
No. Okay.
Sorry.
No problem. Nancy Sabar Naratomi.
Present, not voting.
Present, not voting.
Yes.
Jane Scheidler.
No.
No. Deb Chafto.
No.
No. William Stone.
Oh, abstain.
Abstain. And I'm not calling Cassandra, right?
I've asked her to recuse herself.
Okay.
Richard Uzzell, no. Ted Weiskel?
Yes.
Yes. Susan Young?
No.
No. Sandy Weinman?
Pass.
You can't pass. You're the last one.
Abstain. Thank you.
Abstain. Okay.
A chair, point of order.
Hold on, Nancy. Richard, if you could read the tally.
Yeah.
Were there any members that were not called?
Yes, Sister Mama Sonia.
You're out of order, Nancy.
excuse me. There are two yeses, 10 no, 2 abstain, and 2 not voting.
3.
Who was that?
Sandy Weinman. I mean, yeah.
No, that I was abstaining.
An abstention.
He's got it. 10-2-2. Thank you. The motion carries. So
2.
So for
four,
now.
10. So it's 2-10-2-2.
Okay. Thank you.
Knows one, and she and Cassandra stays on the board. It was a no vote that won.
That is correct. Okay, I heard a point of order from Nancy. Do you still want to make a point, Nancy?
Yes.
Please.
Sister Mama Sonia is on the board until she's removed by resignation, by death, by an action that was distressful for the foundation, or ran for public office. And we have not, none of these have happened, so we need to give her a trial before she can be removed. Otherwise, you have to call her.
Thank you. I think that point is out of order. Teresa, you've got your hand up.
Mr. Chair, I move that we adjourn.
Request for information.
Hold on. I got a motion to adjourn. It's not debatable. Is there a second?
Second.
Point of order.
What's your point, Ted?
We did not vote on the request for excused absences, and I am wondering if that those requests are debatable.
Well, I mean, I don't believe they are, Ted.
We need to do it in the meeting. That is what the bylaw says.
Right. Should have been done during roll call. Whoever's got the siren in the background, please.
Mr. Chair, this
there's a motion on the floor to adjourn that's been seconded. Is there any objection to adjourn?
Then is nobody excused? We have 3 people that asked for an excuse absence, and it's our obligation.
Is there an objection?
I call the attention to that, Mr. Chair.
All right, Adriana. Is there any objection to those that were called excused? Richard, can you read the excused absences? Some people have joined us. Okay. And so.
Lillian Kerr, Henry Foyce, and Mike Lewis.
Yes, I move to excuse those 3 people.
Lillian Kerr, that's right. Yes.
I second.
Pratka.
Frank Pratka, that's right. Thank you. Dr. Faust, there's 4 people. Yes.
Request for information.
Yes, Ted.
Thank you, sweetie.
Is this
gonna try and
motion
get you
debatable?
Or for my baby.
Marianne, you're making background noise.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's okay.
I would like to debate this motion. May I?
I don't see the need for debate, Ted. We can just vote on it. Do you have a point to make about it? I will give you
Go ahead. I'll give you, go ahead. I'll give you time to make a statement. Go ahead. 2 minutes.
I do not believe that. I don't believe in the bylaws on this one. I believe that if people miss 3 meetings for whatever reason, they should be removed. We see that we have a good candidate, Sister Mama Sonia, who could be elevated to this board. I have made a practice of not voting to excuse absences. I've never requested an excused absence for myself when I miss a meeting. I think we have work to do, and I wish the board would not excuse absences perfunctorily, which is what we have done for 2 years. So those people who show up and do the work, as we did tonight, they should be commended. If people don't make it, they miss 3 in a row, they're gone, in my opinion. And I want to vote no, and I want to hear what the reasons are for the candidate, for the board members who have requested excused absence, to find out what their excuses were. I want an excused absence is not consistent with the legislation that was produced. There is supposed to be some overriding reason why people miss meetings.
Okay, that's time, Ted. Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate your viewpoint. I have emails, and in some cases I can tell you quite clearly, like Dr. Faust had a class, but I'll catch up with that, and I'll send you those emails and send them around to the board if you prefer.
You want me to take a roll?
Request for information, Chair.
I'm sorry, Nancy. We have a motion on the floor.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chair. I asked if you can send those emails.
Yes, I can.
I saw 2 emails. Can you send the emails with the request?
I can, yes. But I'm not doing
now.
It
now.
No.
And I agree. And I
cannot do it right
now.
I do not have that facility right now. I apologize.
Okay, that's okay. But if we receive the email, if they ask for excuse, I move that we excuse these 3 members, four members. I'm sorry that you said that send an request for excuse.
Do I hear a second to Adriana's motion?
Yeah, Nancy seconded.
Thank you. Are there any objections?
Yes.
Okay, call the roll, please, Richard.
Okay, this is on excusing these 4 people's absence. Teresa.
No, I'm not objecting to, that's Teresa. Not my.
Out of order, Nancy.
You don't have to call roll.
First warning.
Teresa, Allen.
Allen says yes.
Yes. David Britton.
Yes.
Adriana Cazeneuve.
She said that didn't excuse. We are wasting time. She wasn't against the motion.
Adriana, how
she
do
said
you
yes.
Vote?
She isn't against the motion.
Okay,
please, all
right.
Yes, okay.
Stop.
Thank you. We got it. Yeah. Robert Gardner.
I think this all of a sudden is rushed and pushed, and I abstain from the vote.
Yes or no?
Abstain, okay. Patrick Hoyt. Patrick, you still there? Wally James.
Yes.
Yes. Marianne Martinez.
Yes.
Yes. Sean Kelly McPherson.
Yes. I may call in one time and miss something.
Yes. Nancy Sabar Naratomi.
Yes, and that motion
yes
means
no.
We're
Jane,
going to get an
yes
email.
Or no.
Jane Shannon.
Right?
Jane.
Yes. Evidence will be sent.
Yes. Okay. Deb Shafto.
Yes.
Yes. William Stone.
Is this the motion to adjourn?
No, this is a motion to excuse those 4 people's absence.
Yes.
Good try.
Yes. Okay, Krishanda Thibodeau.
Yes.
Yes. Richard Uzzell, yes. Ted Weiskel.
No.
No. Susan Young.
Yes.
Sandy Weinman.
Yes.
Sandy, there's a hand up.
I see. Thank you.
Is that sorry. We've got 14 yes, one no, and one abstention.
Members
I didn't
want
abstain. I vote yes, Richard. I vote yes. No,
I got you down. I got you down.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Bob abstained.
Yeah, Bob Gardner abstained. Teresa, yes. What is it?
I move that we adjourn.
I think we have a motion to adjourn that's been seconded. It's not debatable. Is there any objection? Hearing no objection, I thank everybody for the hour and a half out of your evening. We will be meeting February 9th, our regular LSB meeting by Zoom. And yeah, it's as good as a live meeting in a pandemic. For those programmers on the call, there's a programmer training. Dr. Franklin sent a memo around. Be sure that you sign up for one session or the other. We cannot fail this next fun drive. Thanks, everybody. Good night.
Good night.
Night.
Thank you all.